believe anything they say. They sell you the globalistic notion. You got to integrate everything.
Hey, good morning, America. Once again, this is the Jim Guest Show, coming to you live from the heartland of this great country. I am your host, Jim Guest, a legislator, a Missouri state representative living in the northwest corner of the great state of Missouri here. This program is brought to you over the RBN Network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Program, radio station, internet station that brings you those hosts, those guests, programs promoting freedom and a chance for the everyday citizen to voice their opinion. This past week, I had the pleasure of John Stattmiller, the owner of RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, came to Missouri, and he's working on a new network. The Elected Officials Network, where if it get everything together, legislators around the country will have their own network every day to find out what's going on in that particular state, in that particular area. A way of connecting legislators from one state to another with other listeners to bring about change to this country, the different kind of hope and change that we heard a year ago. This will be hope and change that the voice of the American freedom-loving people can be heard. Change that will bring about a government that's accountable to the people who live in it. Bring a change that those elected will be accountable to those who voted them into office. And the type of change that will bring this country back to some type of common sense on budgeting and thing to get the people back to work and where there is real hope for the future that we have a better life. Those things that most everybody believes in and wants, but somehow our leadership in this country is lost for several years here. I think we've had a federal government that's out of control and certainly has been accelerated that in the past year or so here, that tends to ignore the wishes of the people who elected and put them into office. We will have a open program this morning, so we will be able to take your comments or questions later on here. One thing I'm going to talk about is the fact that we have more and more states who are starting to face off with the Fed. Sovereignty measures and other states, you know, it's indicating we've got an upsurge in anti-federal sentiment in legislatures. We have a movement this year around the country where anti-federal health care plan, those bills and resolutions are being introduced in at least one state that people will be able to vote if they want to approve that. Here in the state of Missouri, we have a couple measures going through our General Assembly, which, if passed, will go to the people to vote on whether they want to be able the right to retain their own health care and to guarantee the state's residents the right to opt out of any potential national health care system. I think this was spawned probably 2 or 3 years ago when I and other legislators started the movement to stop the Real ID Act. The fact another mandate from our federal government, which was violating our 10th Amendment rights and our rights of being able to live and govern ourselves. So we'll be back to talk about this and other issues after our first break. Stay tuned.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home, guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man is gonna get ya. He's gonna get ya. Oh no, gonna get ya. Oh no. Madison Avenue mentality.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show as we continue to use this program to voice our concern for a loss of our freedoms. As usual, I have my co-host with me, Tom Ritter. Tom was vacationing in the South last weekend. How was the trip to the sunny South, Tom?
Well, now it's about 15 degrees and 6 inches of snow here, and last week I had 70 degrees and sunny, so you make the call, Jim.
You bet. Well, we in northern Missouri here have been hogging the snow, and I think now it's some of our listeners probably in the East Coast and South are getting 6 inches to maybe a foot of snow different places. So,
and I think Oklahoma and Arkansas really got whacked by this snowstorm. But we're managing, you know, that's just part of Missouri weather.
Part of Missouri, part of you know, global change, part of global warming. I think all this cold temperature and snow this year. So,
yeah, I think Al Gore's hibernating right now, isn't
it? It may cause some people to reconsider some of this here. Understand that global warming, you have to look over the total globe itself, not in your own locality. But then we've having more extremes in our weather, even from winter into summer. Certain areas of the country here is getting a lot more rain than they normally do. So with a pattern change, I'm certainly not convinced that it's global warming that's taking place. I think it's more of a climate change. That we've had it for many years, and I think we're going to continue to have it. So that's where we're going. So, well, it's good to have you back, be a part of this program. And Missouri's kind of like other states as far as the state legislature. We're waiting to see what the president's State of the Union speech was, and you know what the promises he was making, and kind of a, you know, where we go from there. Unfortunately, we're becoming too dependent upon the federal government, not so much on their own, but I think, as I mentioned earlier, we're starting to see some movement on that as different states pass resolutions to tell the federal government that, you know, you've overstepped your bounds. We've got resolutions in Missouri on opposing the national health care plan, if that happens to come about, or at least get something passed that's if it's unconstitutional, we'll be ready for it. We've got legislation opposing any cap and trade legislation that would adversely affect the people here in the Midwest. And we've got some resolutions on conform or repeating what they did in Montana and Tennessee on the gun rights and manufacturing your guns and ammunition there. So we're not the only state that's working on this.
You know, Jim, one of the things that I often come to think of is a lot of these states are having economic problems. Well, tell me this, if we created one state that actually was liberty-minded, that actually took care of its populace as opposed to the corporations, don't you think there would be an influx of people there and small businesses that would start up?
Absolutely right. And, you know, I've some people that I've been in contact with the last couple, 3 years have moved to Missouri here. They feel like that Missouri's moving in the right direction to preserving our liberty, and in contact with another gentleman from Oklahoma that wants to move here to Missouri. So although Oklahoma, I think, is doing some good work is trying to preserve their rights and freedom down there. But then you're right on that. And I'm working on some proposed legislation here in Missouri for us to collect the federal income tax and put that in an escrow account, and then if the federal government abides by the Constitution, we will pass it on.
That is huge, Jim. That is so huge.
If they continue to issue these unfunded mandates, these unconstitutional mandates that we can't do, then we'll just transfer the money to the particular department. And so this was somebody earlier, a good example that was several years ago. The federal government said, before we give you back your money for your transportation and roads, we're going to tell you what speed limits you're going to put in your state. That was probably a good example where the federal government tries to dictate what it is. Last year, we've got a lot of people that's unemployed, and we need to try and help them get through this time until when they can get employed again. The federal government was going to give us some additional money for unemployment. However, the strings that was attached to it said we would also have to provide benefits to those who are part-time workers. And if you got transferred to another state, you still had to pay unemployment through something like that. And it was, and also you couldn't, this would, you would be on the hook for this forever. You couldn't accept the money and agree to it for a year or two and then change the law. And we just told the federal government no, that we were not going to abide by that. So I think it's becoming somewhat apparent that we need to stand up for it. It's not easy when you're short of money, and you know, Missouri is, we've got some shortfalls here, not near the magnitude of other states, but we're going to have to make some belt tight here again this year in Missouri. But we, like many states, are working to get some jobs back. That's the key to it. It's no big secret. What you have to do is you provide jobs, then some of them provide health care, and they can start paying taxes, and then you start this recovery back. So,
yeah, if I understand it correctly, there's only two sources of wealth. It either comes from the ground or it's manufactured. So if we don't get some manufacturing and take care of our farmers, then that's, you know, that's a big hurdle to cross.
You're exactly right there. So, you know, part of the problem, I think, well, not part of it, a big portion of it comes from our federal government. And I am going to read on some commentary here that came from the Kansas City Star, and the Kansas City Star is certainly a left-leaning paper. They are not too complimentary of us on the right here, but this I'm very surprised to hear this. So the article says, what happened to the bright dreams, the hope and change? A year ago, fate handed President Obama one of the most tantalizing political opportunities in history. His party enjoyed a blowout election. The Republicans were leaderless and devoid of ideas. The Democrats and hefty majorities in both houses of Congress. Obama had stratospheric approval ratings and the support of a nation profoundly fearful of the future. As a Republican, I think at that point a year ago, we thought that, you know, it was the demise of the Republican Party, that even at the local level here, there was going to be a groundswell, and the majorities would revert over to Democratic majorities in this upcoming election. I can tell you here in Missouri, the atmosphere has changed here, and we are feeling very good about our prospects to maintain our majorities here. This article goes on to say, and then he threw it all away. He outsourced chunks of his job to a left-wing congressional leadership that had learned nothing and forgotten nothing for the past 35 years. What came next was one appalling legislative blob after another. The stimulus package that hasn't stimulated, the cap-and-trade monster, the health care power grab. That's people back here, you know, the stimulus package, what has it really done out there? We've had some money that's put into some infrastructure, possibly upgrading some roads and stuff, but Tom, are you aware of any major changes that the stimulus has done for your area down there?
Well, I think it's just transferred some of the wealth that our taxpayers have given to the rich bankers, the no billionaire banker left behind bill, wasn't it?
You know, that's part of it. And, you know, the stimulus package had so much earmarks in it for special interest that did absolutely nothing as far as stimulating the general economy. I think, you know, that was a certainly a disappointment when you have a president that campaigns on the fact that there's no earmarks, yet the stimulus package was full of earmarks. It was special, and, you know, there was people on both sides of the aisle that stuck the earmarks in there. But then as far as helping through the stimulus, very little of that was accomplished. Goes on to say, when Obama assumed office, he was still something of an enigma. Many ask, who is this guy? Well, now we know a lot more. The bottom line, he isn't a good politician. Politics is an art, and Obama's basic competence is highly suspect. He lacks the personal radar and an effective politician must have. The instinct to know when you're on solid ground and when you're tilting at windmills. Obama has spent a year tilting at windmills. The art of the possible isn't static. With steady accomplishments, an effective leader can expand the zone of the possible. A winner draws new adherents, builds coalitions, acquires new strength for the next challenge. For a weak leader, the opposite applies. His credibility shrinks, and so do the ranks of his followers. His ability to accomplish anything becomes doubtful. And I think that's probably where we are at after 1 year of this new administration. This is a vicious cycle that now ensnares Obama. He has succeeded mainly in uniting his opposition and dividing his own camp. And you can certainly see that. Like I said, you know, the Republican Party was probably somewhat leaderless, but he has succeeded in uniting different parties out there. Hey, we are coming up on a break. We'll continue with this after.
Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man is gonna get ya. He's gonna get ya. Oh no, gonna get ya. Oh no. Madison Avenue mentality.
Hey, welcome back, America, as we continue on with the Jim Guest Show. I was been relaying some commentary here that came out of a very left-leaning paper, but it tends to hit the nail on the head as where we are after about 1 year of the new Obama administration. We was going through here. We're talking about the commentary is from a very, like I said, left-leaning paper, but it's, to me, pretty close to where we are in this country right now. So the commentary goes on to say that he has succeeded in mainly uniting his opposition and dividing his own camp. House and Senate Democrats are openly sniping at one another. The hard left, Obama's base, is writing him off as inept. The sense of disarray was only reinforced by his State of the Union speech. Let's give a cheer or two for the proposed cut in the capital gains tax for small businesses and the spending freeze, while noting that the latter applies only to a small part of the budget. This is a spending freeze we're talking about. It applies only to a small part of the budget. It doesn't begin until next year. that comes only after spending was recklessly accelerated. Obama wants to freeze outlays at stratospheric stimulus package levels. As we know, we have increased dramatically the amount of money that we have been spending, but now that we're at these high levels, we're going to freeze it there. Yeah. How can you save money if you're going to freeze it at that high level? If Obama is serious about two of his main points, a second stimulus package and his renewed call for Congress to pass health care reform, then he has learned nothing from this last year and the political earthquake in Massachusetts. Despite its enormous cost, last year's stimulus package has failed to live up to expectations. So what is his response? Let's do it again. On health care, he offered no suggestions to deadlocked Democrats as to how they should pass a bill disliked by most Americans. And I think that's a very important point there. You know, I think enough polls have shown that 60 to 70%, maybe higher than that in some parts, that the American people did not want it. So why would you continue to try and pass something? Article goes on to say the House can't pass the Senate bill, and the Senate can't pass the House bill. Obama's advice, keep trying what isn't working. Like Jimmy Carter, Obama squandered much of his political capital in his first year. Before last week's speech, it was possible to argue that it wasn't too late for him to adopt a new approach and move toward the center. Now it's clear he has no such intention. A big clue to Obama appeared long before his election, when he was still a senator. He's stubborn. With the tide indisputably turning in Iraq, he remained opposed to the troop surge and claimed it was bound to fall. When he took office, the economic landscape was completely transformed, but he refused to put off health care and cap and trade, even though voters thought the economy was a much higher priority. He has another problem, most evident in his handling of foreign policy. He sold out the Czechs and the Poles in missile defense to appease Russia and got nothing in return. He stuck with engagement on Iran, missing an opportunity to voice full-throated support for the Iranian opposition. In dealing with China, he shrank from the topic of human rights. The question raised by French President Nicolas Sarkozy, is he weak, must be answered in the affirmative. The media portrait of Obama during the campaign made much of his cool, unflappable temperament, but that ignored his most telling qualities. Stubborn and weak is not what you want in a president. No wonder he's already talking about the prospects of a single term. This article, which I certainly have a lot I can agree with, as I say, it comes from a left-leaning paper here in the Midwest. Not really what you would expect in their editorials or opinion or commentary page. So what has happened? What has caused all this? One obvious lesson from last summer's town hall shout fest and the rise of the Tea Party movement and the victory of the pickup truck driving Scott Brown in Massachusetts special election is that many voters are deeply alienated from Washington. Another lesson, especially from Brown's Senate win, is that the legions who were so enthralled by Obama's candidacy that they elected Democrats across the country are now unmotivated and perhaps disenchanted. Even though Obama personally does rank high as far as popularity, certainly the programs that he is pushing are failing. We will continue after our break here at the bottom of the hour.
Across the plains of Texas, I'm seeing a shining sea. From Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out. It's gonna get you, man, it's gonna get you.
Hey, welcome back to the Jim Guest Show here this morning. As the RBN says, this station is for those who can listen to the truth, who wants the truth. So be sure you support the RBN by helping buy their generic business cards and leave them lying around in the business that you frequent, and they need any financial support you can give to them. It would be appreciated as they continue on. We've had other nationwide radio programs on one of them, Air America, I think, that went under. But, you know, we must support this. It's the voice of freedom, like the Tea Party movement that everybody thought would die out after a few months. They certainly discounted the impact and the unrest with the people in the country that they want changes made. So be sure you support the RBN. If you get comments on the editorial I read recently or anything else, call in this morning at 1-800-313-9443.
Hey, Jim, one of the interesting things that stuck out in my mind when you read through that is the correlation to Jimmy Carter. And if listeners remember, that was one of the last times we had semi-hyperinflation, and there's a lot of people, including myself and Gerald Celente, that believe 2010 and we're going to see the hyperinflation raise its ugly head
I think it's a given. Everybody I talk to in the economic circle, banking, that knows that, you know, inflation is coming. You can't continue and infuse this much money into the economy without it taking off. You know, I think as soon as people start getting a job, you start getting an infusion of money and they start to spend it, that's when it's going to take off. And that's a very good point there. And I just, you know, my own investment, I'm trying to figure out where to position myself to either benefit from it or not being hurt by it. But yes, the corollary that when Jimmy Carter came in, he had a huge swell of support there and basically squandered it. And, you know, boy, a wave of inflation right after what we went through here would be, it would certainly be devastating to this country.
Well, I would certainly recommend buying some silver and gold from Republic Trading, because I've done quite well by doing so, and I've done that, and also food. You know, if you think about it, the food is just going to go up dramatically. So if you could get some long-term storage food, that's going to be a great asset, too.
You're talking about putting into commodities that have something to back them, whether
right.
It's
something to back them.
So the other morning on one of the stations, they were talking to the guy that owns the largest gold mines in the world, I think, and they were asking him about it, and he wouldn't, of course, want to give out that, but he thought that the future for gold was very solid.
Very solid, and your purchasing power is solid. That's the main point. It's not necessarily a return on your money, but it's just your purchasing power maintains itself.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the election in Massachusetts. Here in Missouri, we've got a couple of special elections taking place for state representatives on Tuesday of this week. There'll be a very low turnout, and most people don't know it just because of term limits in Missouri. We've had a couple legislators who left early to take other jobs. And in one of the districts, we have a Republican running against a Libertarian. The Democratic candidate withdrew, so it'll be interesting to see how that race turns out in the southwest corner of the state down there.
Is that rep or senate?
That's for a state representative. It's a representative race. Mm. And like I said, the Republican Party is kind of pushing the Republican candidate, but then the Libertarian movement is fairly strong down there. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes out. I'm not sure how much campaigning they've been able to do or time spent on newsprint or anything. So we'll see how that one turns out. And, you know, this past week, Obama sort of got the message and maybe he needs to have some conversations with the Republican Party, and they had that one day last week, and some of the congressmen sort of asked him some very pointed and, I thought, embarrassing questions to him as far as coverage, C-SPAN coverage, and some of the promises he'd made that he was trying to defend himself. So my question I'm going to bring up here, should the Republican Party work with Obama now to pass meaningful health care legislation? Or should they stand by their principles here that they can gain more ground by not working with him on what's out there? In reality, I think they need to work to get, I say meaningful, there is some health care that would help the people of this country that they want. There's issues that were not included in it. And not a health care mandate that was coming through there, but something would be beneficial to that. So we'll find out whether the federal level, what comes about.
Well, it's certainly scary, whether it's Democrat or Republican, when they start meddling with mandates like that. It's certainly scary for people that are more liberty-minded like you and I. I hope that they kind of get a hands-off approach with any kind of reform to create a free market as opposed to a government-mandated, government-control type situation.
Yeah, you know, where do you draw the line as far as helping people who need help? Here in Missouri, we have an issue why there is a group of people that want to have the state government mandate to the insurance companies what they should cover. Right now, it's the issue is autism. As we know, autism is increasing in this country. diagnosed in children at their young age, but then this group wants to have it mandated that the insurance companies have to cover it. And I feel sorry for the people who have children with autism and they need to be helped. The bigger question is, should government mandate to private industry what they should do? Once you mandate coverage for this, that we've already got three or four other bills filed that insurance companies should cover other aspects of health. Does that become a, should the government get into mandating insurance companies saying, no, that's just the start. There's many other things where they mandate what they should do. So,
as much as I think all of us would like to help poor children with autism, I think that's just the camel under the nose, and that's just the old road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I think a lot of people are kind of mistakenly taken by that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that is something that will come up for debate, I know, this year here in Missouri. And I think in the committee I was in last year, we heard testimony on it that some states have done this. They, of course, say that it's only a small increase in the premiums, but then that's sometimes that's only the start of where it is. So,
you know, you're talking about the different parties, Republican, Democrats. How concerned are they about a third party? Like Gerald Celente said, 2010 is also going to be a year of the third party. Are they taking note and realizing they're going to have to get more in line with the populace? Or are they taking that into account?
I think they should. I think the, as we mentioned earlier, the Team Up Party movement was thought to be just a short-term unrest with some people out there, but it is continuing to gain momentum. And I think the full impact of how they can make change was evident in Massachusetts. You know, there was a lot of outside money from Tea Party people that went into there because they felt like they had a candidate who was willing to stand up for what they believed in. And I think you'll see the Tea Party movement continue to grow. And to me, the Tea Party movement is those disgruntled, I call them middle-of-the-road people, independent people who do not like the direction, in many cases, where both parties have gone. And that's why it's those independents. You got independents, and it has to be independents in Massachusetts because there was, 50% of the people are identified as being independents up there.
That's right. And then I think we're taking notice. I don't know if you've been following the other states, but in Texas, Deborah Medina is making a tremendous run for the governor down there. And then there's a Shalene Nightingale in California, and they're actually having a money bomb for her today. She's actually running on the Constitution Party, but I believe Deborah in Texas is running in Republican primary. So there is starting to become some shining light out there, and hopefully people will support these folks.
I did see as I was running through some of my coverage on the internet here this morning, the one in Texas. I didn't have a chance to open it up and read all of it, but then they were talking about how her support is growing down there. So
I think they actually wanted to exclude her from the CBS debate, and there was so much of a groundswell that we're going to boycott the network that they had to include her in the debate because she really shook the floor like Ron Paul did during the debate during the first one. So
I remember in Iowa in the startup there, they were not going to include Ron Paul in the debate they had up there, and we had that's when I think the first rally was, and they had thousands of people show up for it. People came from other states in there, and they realized what a mistake that was to try and not allow somebody to take part in it. So
yeah, that was a tremendous event up there. And you and Louise and myself were up there to just witness the Ron Paul campaign versus everybody else. It just dwarfed everybody else's and everybody else's. They actually had armed security to go in and out the door, and the Ron Paul meeting was just wide open. Just people just moved about freely, and it just a good microcosm of what the country is becoming. You know, we had the Liberty Mind movement versus the way the country is currently going, and it really showed its face up in that meeting.
You bet. Hey, we've got a caller from Louisiana on the line. Ed from Louisiana. Are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Guest. I appreciate it. And listen, I got a couple of questions. And seeing as how you're in the political arena, I would like to address this because somehow I can't figure this out. What we got here, first of all, I want to ask you about this Murray Hill Incorporated running for a seat in Congress. Are you aware of that?
Murray Hill? No, I don't believe I am.
Ed, I think that's a spoof. I don't think that's legitimate. I think that's just to make fun of what just happened. Is that correct, or do you understand it otherwise?
That's my question. I would like to understand that, as if considering in the State of Union address, and to be sure, the whole issue with corporations being able to lobby our Congress and senators is it's always been going on. They're bribing our Congress and senators. And this most recent Supreme Court decision, that's not a hoax. That's real.
Right.
They are able now, as a person or an individual, they can lobby or bribe our Congress and senators and with impunity. So and why not? Why shouldn't a corporation now be able to run for a seat in our White House? Is that not going to be the next step? I mean, would you consider that?
I think you have people now who would think that certain individuals are a represent a certain corporation when they're elected, if you get so much money behind them to push their views.
Okay. Now, another thing I wanted to ask about, during the State of the Union address, President Obama would make a point, and the whole Republican side of the aisle would just sit there like they're pouting, like children pouting, because they're not getting their way. Now, we elect people to go to Congress and to represent the people of the United States, and they're up there acting like children, pouting, because they're not getting their way. Now, this is counterproductive to our whole political system. These people, we send these people to Washington to represent us as a viable representative of the people's opinions, and the people's best interests are in their hand. And this is how they act like children sitting up there. And another thing, the Republican Party has been the party of no. Ever since Obama got elected, I've talked to people, different people on the street, business people and different things, and if they're conservative-leaning, if they're Republican-leaning, they started out during January last year, they started out, he can't create jobs, he's not going to be able to create jobs. Watch, he won't be able to create jobs. That's been their agenda from the beginning. They're going to block President Obama from being able to help anybody in the political arena. The Democrats, their hands are tied because the Republicans have the filibuster. Now, I want to tell you something. These people are not representing the people of the United States. They're acting like children up there. They're acting like they don't have our best interests in mind. Do you understand how I can see that?
Yep, we have what you would call gridlock there. And that's earlier in my program. I asked the question, you know, should the Republican Party work with Obama to pass some meaningful health care legislation? Or, as you're saying, should they continue to vote no and say no, since right now they do not have the Democratic Party does not have the supermajority? My question is, should you do something for the good of the country and not for the good of your own political party here at this time? So, on the other hand, I would think that since the Democratic Party, Obama, had a huge majority starting out, they may have tried to cram what the legislation they wanted down the throats of the Republican people up there without taking their input there. And I think that's what's probably caused this gridlock here, when they were trying to come to a health care plan, and it was done, you know, behind closed doors, and they were supposed to have it broadcast over
C-SPAN.
Yeah,
Brian Lamb was supposed to get cameras into these closed door meetings. There should not be closed door meetings. I can understand if there was an issue of national security.
Yes.
But these closed door meetings are not concerning our personal health care system. To begin with, they started back when FDR was trying to implement a national health care system. When they made health care a commodity, they destroyed it. They made health care a commodity. When they made education a commodity, they destroyed it. When any time a business venture like insurance is controlling a humanitarian venture like health care, they're going to win out. It's going to win out every time. Now, they've destroyed the health care system by making it a business venture instead of a humanitarian venture. So what we should have is a single-payer health care system. We should have started out like that. I want to tell you something.
Hang on there. We're going to take a quick break here, then discussion right after that, if you will, Ed.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American...
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Madison Avenue Mentality. Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. We've got Ed on the line from Louisiana, who has somewhat of a dissenting opinion here. He believes, and I think rightfully so, that some of our elected representatives, when they go to Washington, D.C., act like they're spoiled if they can't get their way on everything, and sometimes it's just kind of like a playground. you know, it's my ball and I'm going to take it home. And if it's my health care plan, then I'm going to take it home and you're not going to have any voice in what comes about there. But then, Ed, you were saying off the air, I asked you about, since you were talking about health care here, that you are without health insurance yourself because of being unable to afford it, right?
Yes, sir, I am. And I just wanted to say that I worked for over 30 years. I'm now disabled. And during the time when I worked, I always paid insurance. And I paid several thousand dollars in insurance that I never used. I never used that insurance. Now, had I been paying into a national health care system, if I'd have been paying 8 or 10% of my pay, like I was paying out for insurance, if I had been paying into a national health care system where everybody gets the same card, no matter what, nobody's special, nobody's better than anybody else. When we created a system that was designed to be a Cadillac program or a lesser program so we can make more money for insurance companies off of this, we destroyed health care. If everybody had the same card and went in and told the doctor, hey, I'm sick, this is what's wrong with me, and the doctor takes care of everybody the same. But no, we destroyed that system. If I had been paying all that money that I paid for into insurance companies over the years that I worked, if I had been paying into a national health care system, I would have health care now. I would be able to go to the doctor now that I'm sick. And I got two children. My wife died 5 years ago from having a massive stroke because somebody put a Ortho Evra birth control patch on her arm, and nobody took responsibility for that, okay? And now I'm raising two children by myself. I'm sick. I'm 50 years old, and I'm going to die soon, and my children are going to be left without either parent, okay? That's part of the system, though. That's what they designed this system to do. They made sure people, disease has been on the rise, and health care has been on the rise. It's increased by four times. So they designed this. They master planned this where people would start getting sick, and if you can afford health care, you're going to pay more for it. But if you can't afford health care, you're going to die. It's just that simple. The rise of heart disease, diabetes.
You think this was planned and a part of a conspiracy to drive up the price of health care insurance for people then?
Yes, I think it was designed to drive up the price of health insurance for people, and it was designed for those who would weed out the people that can't afford it. If you can't go to college and get a degree, then you're useless, and you're a useless eater, and we got to get rid of you. And you got to look back at Kissinger and his papers that he wrote in the 70s on overpopulation. Well, you have to believe that they have some agenda involved with this. You take Ruth Bader Ginsburg recently come out and said that,
hey, Ed,
hear the music.
Hey, I appreciate your calling in and your comments this morning. We're at the end of the program here. Listen in, and we'll be back next week, and we may or may not have a guest, but I appreciate your opinion. This is the Jim Guest Show. Continue to support the RBN and protect our rights and freedoms in this country. Good morning, America.
Introducing the new GoPro.